Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
On the roads, there are weather warnings, really wet, rainy conditions in large areas of Gauteng. The roads are wet and slippery, so just be extra careful if you happen to be driving now. And related to this as well, flooding in Roodepoort on the N1 South near Albertina Sisulu Road. Traffic is very slow there as well.
The Minister of Basic Education, Sibiwe Gwahube, says each province will have to play a more prominent role in the implementation of public school infrastructure projects. This follows the combination of the Education Infrastructure Grant and the School Infrastructure Backlogs Grant. In the run-up to tomorrow's budget speech, Gwahube also said that cuts are having an impact on education. News from the continent, Uganda confirmed that it sent its forces to South Sudan's capital, Juba, 2 days ago. South Sudan has long been plagued by political instability and insecurity, but concerns have now risen sharply in the past week after clashes between forces allied to the country's leaders in the northeast. The full story is on jackrandfm.com. And then just finally in Britain, the Ministry of Transport, they confirmed that there's no sign of pollution in the ocean after two ships crashed and burst into flames in the North Sea earlier this week. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 5.
Cricket news up first. Cricket South Africa announced that the Protea women will be back in action in April when they tour Sri Lanka for the ODI Tri-Nation Series, including India, from the 27th until the 11th of May in 2025. Laura Volfart's Chargers will be in action for the first time since England visited South African shores in December. England and Australia will square off under lights at the MCG to celebrate Test cricket's 150th anniversary, and that'll be in 2027. The Test match will take place from March 11 to 15 to commemorate the first ever Test match that was played between the two arch rivals, and that was also in Melbourne in 1877. The Warriors have been docked points, fined 500,000 rand and lost a playoff spot as a result of the ongoing transformation saga in the CSA One Day Cup. The situation has also affected the Titans. The Titans have gone from hosting tomorrow's qualifier at SuperSport Park in Centurion against the Warriors to having their opponents change and also losing their home ground advantage that they would have had. Manchester United have confirmed plans to leave Old Trafford and move to a new 100,000-seater stadium. The new stadium will be the largest in the UK and will be built on club-owned adjacent land to Old Trafford. The architect, Lord Norman Foster, says it'll take 5 years to construct. And Paris Olympics finalist Prudence Okhoriso has been in top form on the indoor circuit this year, but now she's turning her attention to the outdoor circuit, and she's going to be headlining tomorrow's Athletics Grand Prix in SA in Pretoria at Pilditch. She's going to be running in the 1,500-meter race. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Jacaranda FM.
One, two, three, four. Need a boy who can cuddle with me all night. Give me one, let me long, be my sunlight. Tell me lies, we can argue, we can fight. Yeah, we did it before, but we'll do it tonight. Yeah, that Afro black boy with the gold teeth, your dark skin looking at me like you know me. I wonder if you got the G or the B. Let me find out and see you coming over to me. These days are way too lonely. I'm missing out, I know. These days are way too long, and I'm not forgiving love away, but. Out of defining these times, but I got nothing but love on my mind.